This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
B, you know what Chris Russell just said to us in the bullpen there?
Yeah.
Said, I don't need to learn. I'm Chris Russell, damn it. That surprise you?
No, not at all.
B, this was about the stupid television ratings, which are impossible to comprehend that like 40,000 homes in America would stand for a country of 375 million. They're stupid.
But Bruce, that's how you do it. Ratings.
I do it is I measure everybody. I come up with a system that measures everybody. We got technology to measure everything.
If you measure everybody, it might be worse.
Maybe.
To be honest with you.
At least it would be the
truth. When you look at ratings is this. They normally, almost every time we look at any of those ratings, whether it's a rating that you use or whatever, when it comes down to it, you take 1,000 people for the most part, and you figure it out, and then you add to how many may be somewhere. If it's down 20% from what it was, it tell you who was is not watching it anymore, right? Think about that.
B. I appreciate you trying to explain this.
But in other words, you don't believe in getting smart.
I got my boss trying to tell me that I need to take a statistics class at Nova.
I think it's a good idea.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think I got enough things to do.
But my question is, if you don't want to learn to understand better.
No, I understand it. I just don't agree with the principle. I don't agree with in radio, it's not fair that they take two people in a sample size of a zip code and say, well, that's your rating.
But if they take
that's not fair.
If they take two people in a sample size in March, and those same two people do it next March.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now your ratings are down. If your ratings are up, you say that, they got more people watching. But if they're down, you don't believe in it?
I just don't talk about any of that stuff. I don't pay attention to any of it.
I love the Caps. Yes. They're my team. Yeah. Last night I was watching some of the Battle of Florida. Last night I was watching all over the place.
Attaboy.
Right?
How about the Panthers?
They scored like 4 goals in 5 minutes.
Bolt's ass. Yeah.
I'm saying all that. Do you actually think hockey's more popular than basketball?
I've never said that.
Okay.
I just think America is dumb.
Okay.
How confident
are you in the Caps?
Basically, I'm the on-air equivalent of Landfill. Well, because he dismisses everything. He hates everything. So I dismiss a lot of things, and I hate things.
But I don't think Landfill dismisses that basketball is more popular than hockey.
I didn't dismiss
He dismisses Canada.
I just dismiss the intelligence.
Landfill does dismiss Canada.
I dismiss the intelligence of the country that we're forced to live in.
Okay.
You're not forced to live here.
You can move, dog.
I might.
We can get you a bus ticket.
I mean, I might wind up in St. Catharines or, you know.
Whenever he says might,
Regina?
It ain't going to happen.
Regina, Saskatchewan.
Somebody look up a bus ticket for Chris Russell to Regina.
I'll pay for it.
Yo, I'll split it with you, B.
Thanks.
White Brian, tell me how much a bus ticket to Regina is.
Is this when you guys, the same as when you guys tried to get me to bus out to Seattle for a Redskins game?
Try to get you to bus to Brazil.
That might be happening in early September, B.
It'd take you forever to get there.
Yo, you're going to be late. You would be so late to the Brazil game.
I'd show up a week after.
I'm trying to ask you a question.
Yes, all right, what?
How confident are you in the Caps tonight and in the series?
Generally confident in the series, not overconfident tonight. I heard you guys with Joe B. I get all the reasons why there should be optimism. And listen, it's much better that they won than lost. I'm getting worried about these blown two-goal leads. They blew a two-goal lead at home against Carolina.
Most dangerous lead in hockey.
Yeah, against Carolina 2 weeks ago at home, and then another two-goal lead with 9.5 minutes left to go. Now, they got screwed a little bit on the penalty that set up the first goal, and that was a bad bounce. The second goal, I thought, was on Logan Thompson and the inability of the defense to clear it out. Quite simply, if they don't come out hitting and rolling four lines and getting after it and put something away early, which they couldn't do the other night despite playing well, they're going to be in some trouble because Montreal is not going to go away. They are tough. They are feisty. They're skilled on that top line with Suzuki and Caulfield. They got more than just those guys. So, yeah, I mean, I'm generally confident in the series. I'm slightly above confident or above average confidence, I guess, tonight.
Holden Caulfield, what do you want, in case we don't get to talk to you tomorrow, what do you want the Commanders to do tomorrow night?
Well, it seems like everybody would be pissed if they took a running back. I would not be, personally.
Who's everybody? So sometimes you make these sweeping generalities that are just wildly inaccurate. Okay. I think a lot of folks would be cool with a running back.
You know, that's a fair point, JP.
A lot of excitement around Travion Henderson,
yeah,
frankly.
I'm making some sweeping generalizations. There's no doubt. I mean, I heard Nicky Jabala. I heard Kevin Sheehan. Some other people have said, oh, I don't want a running back. It's undervalued, this, that, and the other thing. I would love Amarian Hampton. If they could get him at 29, I would be very happy with that.
Now, that's kind of like me wanting Mykal Williams. People are saying that dude's going top 15.
Well, people can say that. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Sure,
right?
People that say that they don't want a running back, and I might piss off some people, but don't care. I don't want a running back. He's undervalued. I bet you everybody wished they had Saquon Barkley last year.
Yeah.
And if you happen to get a damn running back, and he's exceptional, do you give a damn about him being undervalued?
No.
You care that you have one, right?
No. Yeah.
Man, I don't like when people just repeat those little narratives. It gets on my damn nerves.
You know, I know in talking to Logan Paulson, a guy we all respect and like, right? He was much more into the running back idea than I think others. I'll just put it at that. But he did point out this, and there is some fairness to this, right? Other positions, corner, edge rusher, tackle, maybe even wide receiver, their price slots go way up as they become like good, which is the ultimate goal, and become free agents and go for a second contract. $30+ million a year in most of those cases, whereas a running back, you know, the top running back last year, Saquon Barkley, and then Derrick Henry, obviously.
But he just gave him a pay raise.
Sure,
too.
But I mean, he was making what, like $13 million last year, and now he's going to make an average of like $20 million a year because he was awesome and he won a Super Bowl. But I guess the point being is, if you're looking at potential positional and contractual value, then maybe you keep that in mind, that a running back is going to be cheaper,
right,
than... Or it's better to control the market, if you will, on a wide receiver or a tackle or an edge pass rusher.
I go to this. This has been my example a lot lately when the Maryland coaching change happened and people are like, oh, you got to get somebody from Maryland. No, you don't. You just got to get the best coach. At 29, get the best player. If it's a corner and it has more positional value, terrific. But if Hampton is there, dude, to your point, I'll give you credit, Roos. Peter Schrager just put his mock out today, has the Hampton lasting till 24,
ooh,
going to the Vikings.
Right.
Mick Shea put his final mock out today. Doesn't have Hampton going in the first round. I almost feel like that's an oversight, like he messed something up. And most importantly, don't say we've never done anything nice for you. Brian Mitchell and I are willing to split bus fare to Regina, Canada. B, it's $224. I'll split it with you.
Gotcha.
All right, Roost, you going to Regina? Is that round trip?
It's probably about 45 degrees today, so go ahead and go.
I mean, I'll go to Manitoba in June for Winnipeg, Stanley Cup Final.
No. We're not trying to get you to go to a place that's going to be nice. You say you want to go to Regina.
Hold on. If you'll take a bus to Manitoba, you can go whenever you want, and I will still pay for half the ticket.
Let's do it.
Yo, B, let's get Rooster on a bus to Canada.
I'm with that.
That is content.
Thank you, boys.
All right, Chris Russell, the show starts at 2 on Team 980.